The Tree by H.P. Lovecraft, read by Nick Field. Fata viam invenient. On a verdant slope of Mount Menalis in Arcadia, there stands an olive grove about the ruins of a villa. Close by is a tomb, once beautiful with the sublimest sculptures, but now fallen into as great decay as the house. At one end of that tomb, its curious roots displacing the time-stained blocks of Pentelic marble, grows an unnaturally large olive tree of oddly repellent shape, so like to some grotesque man or death-distorted body of a man that the country folk fear to pass it at night when the moon shines faintly through the crooked boughs. Mount Menalis is a chosen haunt of dreaded Pan, whose queer companions are many, and simple swains believe that the tree must have some hideous kinship to these weird Panishi. But an old beekeeper who lives in the neighbouring cottage told me a different story. Many years ago, when the hillside villa was new and resplendent, there dwelt within it the two sculptures Kalos and Mucides. From Lydia to Neapolis, the beauty of their work was praised, and none dared say that the one excelled the other in skill. The Hermes of Kalos stood in a marble shrine in Corinth, and the palace of Mucides